Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Let's see.
Hello.
All right. So thanks everyone for hanging in there as we've tried to kind of Jeremy and I have tried to make our transition with Alexis, who has been extremely supportive and has volunteered to be our guide as we kind of get our feet. We had a quick discussion this week and talked about how having a standing agenda might be one of the things that could help us do that. So one of the things we're going to be talking about today is having a standing agenda. Let's start out with announcements. Does anyone have any updates to share?
I've got a quick WolfCon announcement, if that helps.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Thank you all for those of you that have registered for WolfCon. Please think about it if you have not and you're planning to attend one way or another, in person or virtually. And more importantly, on the registration confirmation page, there's a link to a hotel reservation process that covers getting on the room block for the conference itself, if you're attending in person, and filling up that room block is overall important for keeping the conference all running smoothly. You are not required to use that room block, but particularly if you are interested in staying in the conference hotel itself, it's your most affordable way to go about it. But we got a lot of people registering, and it's looking great and looking forward to an exciting conference in Kansas City.
Thank you so much, Jesse. This reminds me of an important topic that came up in the PC, or sorry, in the Tri-Council Chairs meeting last week, which is we're considering inverting the Tri-Council meeting and the council meetings on Friday after WolfCon. And so we'd have the Tri-Council meeting in the morning and the council meetings in the afternoon. So I think I heard from one or two people with times that they're leaving, but let me just pop that comment in the chat so folks can reply to it if needed. So far, it looks like we could probably proceed with an early afternoon meeting if we are prompt about it. So, how do I get the link to a specific chat?
You're wanting the link to the message that you posted in the PC channel concerning this.
Yeah.
I can find it and I'll throw it in
Yeah,
there.
could you put in the chat? Thank you.
Was this like a scheduling thing when you met with the co-chairs, or was like what was the reasoning behind doing this? I mean, it seems fine to me, but I'm just curious.
I think the two motivations were trying to make it easier for more people to go to the Tri-Council meeting. And also, given that there are a lot of kind of pressing topics that cross all three councils right now, and we expect those to be kind of big topics of conversation at WolfCon, they were thinking that it might be helpful to have the Tri-Council meeting and then have the takeaways from that inform the council meetings.
Well, that makes sense.
It's also, I think, just trying something new. So let's see. How about if everyone can let me know if it does not work for you to do an afternoon meeting. Let's say wrapping up by like 2:30. Does that seem reasonable?
Caitlin, this is today we're talking about, not
On
Thursday.
Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, just let me know and we will do our best to accommodate everyone. And let me know by, let's say, end of day tomorrow so that we can get a response to the other chairs. All right. I see, Charlotte, your hand is up.
It's because I will be attending the conference as remote. But I could not see that it's possible to attend the council meetings and the tri-council meetings. So how do we, who are attending, planning to attend remote, maybe Jana is in the same situation.
We will Jesse, have, there will be Zoom setups for those meetings. Going to be in rooms in the University of Missouri, Kansas City campus that I've been told will have virtual meeting capabilities. So
sounds good. Can we make meeting invites? Because otherwise us who are not in the rooms, we have no chance at all to know what's Zoom to dial into.
Absolutely. Oh, sorry, Jesse.
Presumably, and we can get that info into Skedge as well, so it should be there for the conference, on the conference site itself.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Great. And it's I know when I'm joining things remotely, it's so helpful to have a meeting invite so that my calendar is blocked out, so I remember that I'm, you know, in two different countries at the same time, and that time is going to be late for our European colleagues.
Okay. Problem. Don't worry.
Right. Okay. I appreciate that. In terms of joining remotely, even with the best setups, I know that it's really hard to participate in a kind of freeform discussion when you're joining remotely. You know, whether it's audio issues or just not being in the room. So one thing I'd like to do is do as much kind of offline discussion as possible leading up to our meeting. And we kind of did that last year with the retro board that Alexis put together. I think we'll probably do something similar this year, but I just wanted to reassure everyone that our council meeting will be something that occurs, like a conversation that occurs in leading up to WolfCon and kind of offline during WolfCon as well as in that conversation. Looks like I've lost my camera. Interesting. So we can continue talking about that. We have tentatively kind of penciled in talking about having a vision workshop and revisiting our product vision and using that as a tool to anchor our priorities for the coming year. I do expect, as you know, we talked about for that tri-council meeting and WolfCon as a whole, to raise some things that we're going to want to talk about. All right, any other announcements? Generally speaking, sometimes I find it difficult on the spot to think of announcements, you know, when it's time to do the call. So Jeremy and I are going to start reaching out on Slack for like news and announcements at the same time that we send out the agenda so that we can get some of that actually in writing in the agenda ahead of time. That way, if you're not able to attend the meeting, then we can still capture any news that you might have. All right. Review agenda structure. Jeremy, can I put you on the spot and have you talk through this a little bit?
Oh, sure. So we were thinking, as Caitlin and I were trying to square up to the idea of running these meetings on a regular basis, that we really need to wrap our mind around the flow of things. Alexis has been doing such a good job with it and has, just seems to naturally kind of guide us through the meetings. But Caitlin and I were craving seeing written out kind of a script for, you know, what we would do, making sure that we're not, basically making sure that we're not leaving anything out or missing anything. And so we were thinking that it might be helpful for us to take a look at the agenda that we have and see if, you know, just kind of do a gut check on, you know, what it is that we find ourselves talking about a lot and maybe codifying that on the page. Or maybe things that we feel like, you know, we'd like to, you know, try something new or something like that. Just kind of open that up for discussion for everybody. We got a lot of new blood in the PC. So it seems like a good opportunity to just kind of go over it. And it would be super helpful for Caitlin and I to revisit the agenda and just kind of, wrap our minds around the rhythm of how we're going to be doing this thing. Does that sound like what we talked about, Caitlin?
Yeah, absolutely. And I did not, I did just totally put Jeremy on the spot. So thank you for doing that. Let's look at, you know, it's so funny in my meetings, in my day-to-day life, usually I'm typing while I'm talking and it's such a luxury to have a note taker, but I'm like kind of confused about what to do with my hands. So I'm going to bring up our agenda. Does this just without the notes on it, so we have something to look at. Great. One note about this agenda. Didn't share. There we go. One note about this is I have put the PC members at the top just to make it easier for whoever's taking notes. You can just kind of look at who's not here and delete them and add other attendees who you see right here just to make it easier at the top of the meeting. Sometimes I found when I'm taking notes, it's so hard to like get all the names down before the conversation really gets started. It might even be helpful to have some way to indicate who's not here, so we know who we need to follow up with. Any thoughts on that?
Like, are you considering like another section there for like PC member in absentia or something like that? We could just drop the names down.
Yeah, we could just even call it like follow up with these people or something, just so that we're not necessarily calling people out for not attending, but making sure that everyone has seen the notes. Alexis?
One of the things I always wished for and should have asked about but never got around to is if there was a way to update, you know, there's that button that says like create meeting notes. If there is a way to update that template so that you can, maybe you already figured that out, but I was always wishing for that. Like I was typing, I was kind of recreating it every week just based on what was the previous week. But if we could update the template on a regular basis based on what, however we're structuring the meeting ongoing, I would have found that helpful. I never followed up on it.
It is possible. I don't think I'm an admin on this site. I think that Peter Murray is, but I can reach out and make sure that we have a template created so that we can link it to that button.
Yeah, and then you can have all, like you can have all the PC members listed there if you, you know, change the structure of it. I think that would, to me, that would have been super helpful. It would have made creating the agenda a lot easier and not forgetting things.
Great. Yeah, we can definitely do that. Meeting template. All right, Charlotte. Is it Todd? I'm having a little trouble with Zoom today.
Okay. Mine is short. So I think if we register who is attending the meeting, then you can say, then you know who is not attending because they are not on this list. So maybe to avoid double work. And then I would say, as a PC member, then wouldn't it be more fair to say that I need to reach out and ask if there's anything I had to do or follow up on, etc. So some initiative is coming from the PC members and not that everything is on yours and Jeremy's shoulders to make sure all of us are informed.
Sure. Those both make sense. Folks, I'm having a little trouble seeing the hands up. I don't know what's going on with Zoom today, but does anyone else have their hands up? If so, you can just speak.
Todd does, and I don't mind.
Okay. Can you call on people? I Zoom is not happy with my computer. Sorry.
So I've been One thing that I've seen work well in some committees where we keep attendance is to have like present and regrets. So that I think it is worthwhile being explicit about like who was able to attend and who was not able to attend, just for the reasons that have been mentioned already.
Great. Yeah, we can definitely do that.
And then
So,
saying regrets is also not like scolding. It's like,
yeah, I find it helpful sometimes, even a day like today where I can't quite see who's on the call very well. It's helpful for me to go look and say, oh, that person didn't hear that. We need to make sure that we check in with them or whatever it is. All right. So, looking at this agenda structure, we're going to do welcome and announcements. We're going to do the call ahead of time and get as much as we can into the agenda in writing ahead. That'll also make the actual welcome and announcements portion go a little faster. Jeremy and I have identified a backlog of housekeeping topics that we need to start kind of picking through, and we'll talk about a couple things today, but that'll be our second standing agenda topic. Updates and on active initiatives. We'll be reaching out to subgroups ahead of the meeting to see if they have updates, but having like a standing agenda item so we can have insight into what's going on and make sure everyone's aware, I think will be important. Time for new topics, and then a little time at the end of the meeting for planning. For the month of August, we are going to continue not having the Tuesday planning meeting and using the meetings for planning. We'll see how that goes and proceed accordingly. Are there any hands up, Jeremy?
No.
Okay. All right. First housekeeping topic. We need liaisons. And this is the list I think that we came up with when we were, Alexis, Jeremy, and I met last week. But going through, I think that this is probably an incomplete list. There are some people who might not want to be liaisons anymore. There are some situations where we have people who are not on PC serving as liaisons. I wanted to check and see, are we cool with that? If so, maybe we should be reaching out to the SIGs for liaisons. And yeah, just a general kind of housekeeping around liaisons. Jennifer Eustace has volunteered to be our release management stakeholders liaison. So she'll be taking over for Kristen. I have added to our homepage here. I start trying to pencil in. We have this roles column that's been empty. And I'm trying to capture who's playing, who's filling which roles. We have a couple people who are doing a lot of things. We have people who I might just not have captured your role yet. So, what do you think is the best way? We can look at the list of SIGs and just check on see if where we need new people. Or we can look at maybe this starting with the existing list is the best place.
I have a couple questions slash thoughts. The first one is that it does seem like what you just mentioned seems like a fine idea to me. If we don't have ready PC members or regular attendees at the PC meeting that are, in a position to volunteer to be a liaison to any of those groups, I think it's a fine idea to reach out to the SIGs and ask them to nominate a liaison that they can send. But then that led me to my question, which is, like if I were to volunteer to reach out to each one of those SIGs and say, hey, do you want to nominate a liaison? I like to be able to describe to them exactly what is involved in being a liaison. And so my question is, do we have that listed out somewhere? Like what our expectations are of a liaison? I mean, would they need to attend every PC meeting, or would they just need to be available to be called on to accept an invitation to the PC to provide an update at some predetermined interval? Or these are some of the questions. And Alexis has her hand up.
Sorry, I was looking to see whether or not what you're mentioning exists. It feels like something Kristen might have done at one point, and I can look around for it. But if not, it seems like it would be a very good thing to write up. In addition to the liaisons for the SIGs, we also need liaisons for the CC and the TC.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something else also to add to the list. But I'll look around for the description of what the SIG liaison responsibilities are.
Thank you. Todd?
There's already two people listed under the on the right side towards the bottom of the homepage under product council leadership. We have the council co-chairs, the community council liaison, and the technical council liaison listed. It is the case that Peter Murray is listed as the community council liaison, and I think he's no longer on the PC. Is that right?
Correct. I think that that is out of date.
Yeah. I'm happy to do the PC to TC direction.
Okay.
But if someone else is feeling like they'd like to step in, that's certainly, I can step aside.
Thanks, Todd. Well, let's start with CC. There's a lot going on in the community council this year. And so this would be a really important role for us to fill. Do we have any volunteers for that?
Yeah, I'm happy to do it.
Thanks, Alexis. I'll go ahead and, I know I won't conflict with Thomas's notes, so I will go ahead and. All right. And Todd, you're happy to continue being technical council liaison, but I hear you saying also open to rolling off. Is that correct?
If someone's really chomping at the bit, that would be fine. But I'm happy to be there, and I probably will be at many of the meetings anyhow.
Okay. Well, that's certainly valuable. Is anyone chomping at the bit to serve as technical liaison? I think that you are a great candidate for this, Todd. We're grateful for you doing this. Let's keep it. All right. So we've got that part taken care of. Let's look at some of the other. All right. So just going down this list, do we have any volunteers for acquisitions? Anyone who's already maybe attending that SIG or involved in it?
That's one I could do, Caitlin. This is Autumn.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Autumn.
I need to double check on their meeting times, but I think I could do that.
Thank you so much. And actually, before we get into the SIGs further, I had one question. So Jeremy, you'd pointed out that in the past, we've had some people who are from the SIGs that don't sit on the PC that are serving as liaisons. I found myself with some questions as I was kind of working on some other stuff this week. So we have SIG liaisons, which we name. We have SIG conveners, which are, you know, people who are named by the SIG. And so far, I've been reaching out to SIG conveners on topics related to prioritization. We also have product owners for each SIG, right? Or for most SIGs. And I was just curious if anyone can help me understand, like, what is the appropriate, Jeremy, you asked about what the role of the liaison is, and I'm wondering when we should be reaching out to each of those people relative to each other. Because is there any precedent there? Because sometimes I feel like I'm reaching out to the wrong person.
Charlotte.
I think we have written down what is the role of the liaisons? And they are to attend the meetings and for the given sick, and make sure that the sick is informed about what is happening in the given council, PC, TC, etc. But also bring information back from the given sick, information from the sick conveners back to our, here in this case, the PC. So we are kind of, you know, making sure that we have a fast track information going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds a little maybe doubled if you are, as a PC chair, going directly to the conveners. And then, so what's the role or purpose with the liaisons then, except attending the meeting and do notes? I always take notes. So there's a MMSIC meeting an hour after our meeting, and I take notes and share. So the PC, the MMSIC is informed about what is more directly relevant for them. So a short summary of our complete notes.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And for the SIG reports, we're having the conveners do the reports or the liaisons do the reports?
That's the conveners.
Okay. So we'll come back to this in a second. I have some more questions about this. So going back to our list, we've got Autumn has volunteered to take on acquisitions. How about app interaction? Do we have anybody actively attending app interaction? I know that's been an area of interest. I think a lot of the topics that come up about like things falling through the cracks in terms of the prioritization conversation have been kind of things that maybe the app interaction group might already be talking about. All right, so maybe that's one where we can reach out to the SIG to identify a liaison. Does that sound about right?
I don't mind reaching out to that SIG to see if they can nominate a liaison.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet.
All right. How about electronic resource management?
Is there anyone who knows when those meetings are?
The question regarding the ERM?
What's a meeting time?
Of the ERM SIG?
Yeah.
I think it is Wednesdays at, is it noon for you? Something like that?
It's 8 a.m. Eastern. So, every 4 weeks on Wednesdays at 8 a.m. So it's only once a month.
Oh, okay. So I could be interested. And right now we are two at doing the MMSIC. So both Jennifer and I, and maybe we could just be one and then I could do the EIM instead of MMSIC.
Okay. Thank you for volunteering.
Along with that, there's also a new SIG for serials that's starting up.
Great, man, that's a hot topic at LC right now.
But isn't that a working group or is it a SIG?
I thought it was a SIG. Let me look quick.
It is a subgroup, right, to the acquisition SIG.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so it's a working group instead. Sorry, my mistake.
look forward to hearing more about that.
It sounded plausible. Maybe you're prescient, Thomas. Maybe it's going to happen.
Yeah. Next year will be a SIG instead.
It's a baby SIG. All right, so going back to our list. Privacy. The privacy SIG is active again, I believe.
It hasn't started up yet. Jen Cole is still looking for people that are interested in it. As far as I know, mm-hmm. she hasn't had her first meeting. Mm-hmm. I actually expressed interest to her of attending it myself, depending on what time it is. So if there's no conflicts, I can be the liaison to that since I'm already going to plan on attend it. The only thing, if it like intersected with Vega or something of that nature, then I won't be able to attend.
Sure. Thank you for volunteering. We'll put you down temporarily. If we need to change, we can reach out to someone from that group.
Good.
Darla, is your hand still up or do you have something? Yeah, never mind. You're good, Caitlin.
All right, how about public library?
I've been doing that. This is Lisa, and but I have not been doing, I signed off for the workflow. So you might want to, I don't know if somebody else wanted to join the public library, be the liaison, but I've been attending that, but just never updated that page, I suppose.
The workflow SIG is on hiatus until we free up development effort from our Eureka work. So yeah, that's probably worth noting as we're talking about this.
So Lisa, would you be okay with staying on public library until?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
All right, good. All right, great. I believe let's go. I'm going to look at the SIG report and just make sure that we've got everything covered. All right. So
we
acquisition.
Kevin?
Mm-hmm. We have Kevin, Hampton Martin.
Yeah, yes? I would try to be liaison for App Interaction.
Okay.
I hope it will be okay with the time slots for me, but I will try.
Thank you so much for volunteering. So Jeremy, you no longer need to reach out to that group. Martin, if it turns out that the time slot doesn't work for you, just let us know and we'll come up with a backup plan. Okay. Okay. Quick run through here. So acquisitions, I've lost. Thomas, can you tell us from the notes who's going to be the acquisitions liaison?
Autumn.
Thank you. And Autumn, same deal. If there's a conflict, let us know and we'll come up with a backup.
No, we're good. I double checked the times, all set there, and I can put my name in this page if that's helpful.
That'd be great. And I also, can you edit on the, can I just ask anyone who, all of our PC members to update any active roles on the roles page so we can keep track of who's who. All right, App Interaction is going to be Martin. Consortia is currently Lucy Harrison, who's not a PC member. We'll check in with her to see if that's still working for her.
I'm here. It works for me. The only change that needs to be made there is that Noah is no longer the co-convener. It's Vivian Gould.
Okay, great. I can go ahead and
There's a few other things on there that are the conveners are out of date. Like Deng Lan is not the acquisitions SIG convener anymore.
Okay, you know what? Instead of live editing this all here, can I ask our new PC liaisons to make sure that all of the data is up to date here? Jennifer, let's see. Documentation did not make our list.
I'm here, and if you would like, I can continue to be the PC liaison.
Okay, thank you so much, Martina. Okay, we've got Charlotte for ERM. Charlotte, are you okay with continuing to be the implementer's SIG liaison?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Charlotte, you're also on for linked open data. Is that okay? Along with Lisa? We're going to remove you from metadata management, Charlotte. Open access is Alexis. Privacy is going to be, can you read out for me, Thomas, who privacy is going to be?
Me.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Public library is going to be Lisa. Reporting is Jennifer. Resource access is Yana. SIG conveners. So Yana, that would make you the sole SIG convener liaison. Are you okay with that?
Since I am no longer a SIG convener, it would be best to have somebody who actually does that. I would be okay otherwise, but
thank you, thank you, Yana. Is there anyone in the group who is a SIG convener that or attends the SIG convener meetings? Otherwise, we can do a call to the SIG conveners. All right, I will take that action item. The SysOps is Ingolf Kuss, who I don't believe is on the call today. So I can reach out and confirm.
I'll reach out to Ingolf if you want.
Okay, that'd be great. Charlotte, are you okay continuing to do the support SIG?
So I am attending the meetings, but in a way, I think it would be good. And I am attending those meetings mostly with my hat for as lead PO for three of IndexData's development teams, but and our customers. So I think maybe it would be good if there was a PC member who also attended the support SIG meetings, a bit more with the hat of coming from an implementing library.
I think that's a great idea. Do we have any volunteers for that?
What time are those meetings, Charlotte?
It's 10 a.m. Eastern every Monday. Sometimes these meetings are 15 minutes. Sometimes they are longer. But it's not a huge timely effort. But I say it is super important for us to stay on top on the turnaround for bug fixes and help have this focus on bugs we need to get fixed for libraries live.
Okay. That might be one I can sign up for as well. I think Mondays at 10 should be fine.
All right. And who's speaking?
Sorry, this is Autumn again.
Okay, thank you. There we go.
So maybe we can remove my name. I'm just.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. For user management, we have Maura Byrne. Should probably reach out to her. I can take that action item. And Lisa, you're on for workflow, which is on hiatus.
Also, the convener has changed for that. It's Claire Dolan now. I don't know. I think she's... I'll get her name in there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on hiatus. So.
Great. Hiatus. Okay. Are there any groups that we've missed? All right. I'm going to save this page and put the link in the chat. Hopefully. Oh.
I can put the
Yeah,
link.
if you could put it in the chat. I'm so sorry. I'm having a really bad Zoom day.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. So action item for all newly named PC liaisons, please make sure that your name is on here and that the data is up to date ahead of our next report. Okay. Let's pop on back. Not making quite the time I envisioned. I'm always a little over ambitious with agendas. I'd like to move subgroup maintenance to our next agenda to make some time to get to some of this other stuff. Is that okay with folks? All right. Moving on to prioritization. The prioritization subgroup met last week. And I want to thank all of you for your help in getting on top of this. Right now, we're focusing on creating a rubric and kind of defining the different factors that we're going to be ranking features on when it comes time for the PC to vote. You can expect future presentations on that before we do the actual vote. The main thing I wanted to discuss, which we didn't get to, and kind of has become apparent since that meeting, is that I had originally envisioned that we'd have SIGs come to the PC over the next couple of PC meetings and talk about their priorities. And that is not coming together. I don't think that's going to work. So, again, we have what we have now is our kind of pilot at a dashboard where we have asked all of all of the SIGs to name their top five development priorities. I think this in and of itself is a really interesting artifact. It's kind of tells an interesting story. My hope would be that we would do a call for updates and keep this maintained on a regular basis so that SIGs can see what other SIGs are interested in, but also institutions, especially those coming into the community, can see where gaps might be, where they might need to put resources. I think it also might open up some interesting opportunities for collaboration between different institutions. Also, kind of, it has interesting implications for community development. I think having a backlog, even if it's as kind of loose as this, is a helpful tool for identifying needs within the community. We do have a stated intention to update this board. I imagine that most SIG priorities have not changed significantly since we did this kind of pilot, but I'd like to give folks and I did a call on Slack to have people update their priorities, I think by September 9th. We have an intention to review this as a PC and use a rubric, which we will identify and kind of define together to rank each of these and come up with a single line ranked voting of, from the PC's perspective, what community development priorities are. I would like to do this before WolfCon so that people could talk about it at WolfCon. This will be our first fully fledged attempt at doing this. It will inevitably be imperfect. And I think that that's part of the value of doing it before WolfCon so that people can talk about it and say, like, oh, well, that, this worked, this didn't. How do we do it better next time? So the piece that we're kind of missing here is I think it's important. Certainly each of us can like look at this dashboard and look at the tickets, but I think it's helpful to have a little context for what's going on in each of these SIGs and why these are the things that they're thinking are priorities. So I'd like to propose that maybe we could involve the SIG liaisons in that. What do you think about that?
That seems good. That makes a lot of sense. I also want to mention that Charlotte has her hand up.
Oh, please.
And I just want to say timing is a bit critical here if we want to have some say on the umbrella leave planning. So I'd say waiting, having this discussed, reviewed, updated, etc., for WolfCon. That will cause that we are not providing any input for the planning of umbrella leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are doing it right now, as Thomas Trott is saying. So, so I kind of would like to suggest that we maybe I can see there's also some regular tickets on that, but at least the UX product features that we have a conversation with the product owners to get their say about if some of our top five priorities can be included in the umbrella leave. Otherwise, this is going to be pushed all the way 12 months forward again.
Mm-hmm.
We are probably only doing two releases also next year. So umbrella leave is R1 2026, and we are planning it now.
So that's a really good point. I can see value to doing it both ways. I mean, so one question I have is, especially for you and Thomas, I reached out to the PO Slack last week sometime and said kind of like, hey, how do we coordinate on this? And I think that that might be a missing piece in this conversation. Because I would assume also that, and maybe that's a question, as a product owner, were any of the priorities that the SIGs put forth a surprise to you, or are these kind of things that you're talking about all the time? I guess the broad question here is, POs, how are you feeling about this, and how does it intersect with the work that you're doing? How can we do this in a way that supports you and doesn't duplicate effort?
If I was to be a little frank, then maybe mm-hmm. the POs are not so much aware about this list at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We probably should come and present it at the very next PO meeting.
Mm-hmm.
That would be next week, is that so, Thomas?
Yeah, I believe so.
In order to get this work on their radar.
It might also move from PO to PO. So for instance, like I attend RA regularly, so I was in the process when they were going through selecting these. So a lot of these weren't kind of, at least in RA, weren't a surprise to me. So it also might be some of the POs like who are working specifically in acquisitions, like Joe and Dennis, some of these priorities might not be a surprise to them.
Mm-hmm. So this is such an interesting role reversal to me, because I feel like I'm always the person that's like, let's get it in as soon as possible, even if it's not fully cooked. I feel like this, given that some of the POs might not be aware of this, and that, you know, it's summertime, it's kind of hard to get people's attention. So on one hand, we could present immediately, try to vote as soon as possible, and then have a ranked list. That, I mean, that's the terminus of this effort, right? Like having the list, publicizing it is, I think, a really valuable thing to do. And I think that, you know, POs can take that into account, institutions can take that into account. But given where we are for planning, like release planning right now, it feels like we've probably missed umbrella leaf. Can I get some reactions to that? Does that feel...
It really depends on the dev team. It depends on uh-huh. me. I can mainly only speak from RA and working with Vega. So right now, Anne and I are going through the tickets and the stories that we want to dev in Umbrella Leaf. If there is something on here that is a small ticket and maybe front end only, that could be possibly something that could be worked into Umbrella Leaf. But it's going to change from dev team to dev team. And that's kind of part of the craziness of all of this, is that I'm not sure if ranking these as an overall priority might be helpful, because during each flower release, each PO and dev team are going to have different workloads. They're going to be fluctuating all over the place. I actually kind of think having it broken out like this, or even having it broken out by app area, might be more useful, because it will allow the POs to see what is the priority from the community's perspective in their specific area. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to do an overall ranking and say, as a community, we really want this, but it's also the size of the ticket. So for instance, I'm looking at the acquisitions ones. I'll say randomly, like maybe the first one that's on here, UX prod 4589, is a high priority for the community, but that's going to require 10 plus days of work, and the mm-hmm. dev team doesn't have time for that, but they might be able to pick up what's priority number five here. Mm-hmm. But they're also not going to do things in order, but Alexis has her hand up, so I'll stop.
Yeah, well, what you were just saying, Thomas, made me think, so for the purposes of the individual development teams and the POs and everything, at this level, this is useful. Perhaps the rankings at the ranking that the top five that the PC comes up with will be more useful for. I think we were thinking that, or at least I was envisioning that, like those would be more useful for, like, there's a dev team that has time mm-hmm. at some point, and then they're there and they can go pick it up, and maybe it doesn't necessarily, whether it matters, I'm not sure how much it would matter, or depending on who it is, maybe it wouldn't matter so much which particular SIG it was associated with or whatever. It's just this sort of like, oh, there's time somewhere, and this is priority number one according to the PC, so we'll pick that one up. So like, I guess I'm thinking, like, what I'm agreeing with, it sounds like what Thomas just said makes sense for at the individual SIG level or app level or whatever, but the PC priorities overall maybe make sense for a different purpose.
Charlotte? Nope, you're muted, Charlotte.
You posted a message in the PO channel last week, Caitlin. Mm-hmm. Maybe it would be a good idea to add to that post and ask the POs to take a look in each of their domains. So for acquisition, the acquisition POs, for inventory, then the inventory POs, etc. And maybe write a short note about their comments, their thinking about it, because maybe to some of the tickets where it says draft, then they would ask for, can we have the tickets written up? So it is kind of a little unfinished input from our mm-hmm. side at this point to present them for draft work, because then it's signal this is not really thought through, it's not really decided yet, etc. Because that can also help us to shape the list. So it is the dev ready work we ask them to, can you please pull that in or consider pull it in for the upcoming release or the next one.
That's a really good point. And that reminds me of, you know, we talked about having, should there be requirements for these tickets before we vote? And I think you might have brought that up then, the fact that some of these are in draft. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Thomas, you go ahead.
Sorry, Jerry. Don't worry about it. I was just going to piggyback what Charlotte was saying. Is I agree completely. I think if you're talking about the EPM teams and like the index data teams or any of the other teams that are currently actively doing dev work now, the way they would probably pick up some of these tickets is if they have spare dev time. but they need to be refined to the point where the devs can literally pick them up and then start their internal refinement, which is how defining a product solution and how they are going to actually implement it. So there needs to be as much detail there as possible. And I think even if you have a community-based dev team, however that shaped up, it should probably be the same thing. Because if you they were to say, yes, we'll do this ticket here, but you need to spend 4 weeks refining that ticket and getting all the stories together, that's 4 weeks that they're not going to be able to do any work.
Mm-hmm. I think this is a great finding. Like, I think we're already seeing some benefits here, because I'm also seeing that, like, we as product council probably need to reach out, for instance, to our new acquisitions liaison, or have Autumn reach out to acquisitions and get this on their agenda, make sure that they are doing the work and coordinating with their POs to get UX Prod 4589 fully fleshed out. And that's the kind of, you know, aligning resources, whether it's time or money, with priorities that we kind of hoped to see from this. So based on what I'm hearing today, it sounds like the community dashboard with the top fives is independently useful and in a lot of ways kind of independent from having a single line PC vote. We are not ready to do a single line PC vote yet, but we can put some resources into this and make sure that the POs are aware of it. And it's possible that some of this, once, you know, it's in people's immediate consciousness, could impact Umbrella Leaf. I'd like to propose that we continue working towards having a rubric and getting some additional tier of PC commentary on this, whether it's a single line vote or something else. The prioritization subgroup can work on that, but I'll go ahead and reach out to the POs, Charlotte, like you suggested.
Can I throw something in there, Caitlin?
Mm-hmm.
I think, and forgive me if I'm just kind of repeating things that other people have said, I'm an auditory processor, so it helps me to kind of reframe things. But I do think that there's potentially a really interesting kind of feedback loop that could occur from the kind of single ranking from the community level to the individual application ranking at, you know, at the PO level, just in that if my top five priorities as a PO do not resonate with the community to the point that I'm in that top five list, you know, that's interesting information for me. And it could be the case that there are other directions that my app could grow in that would resonate more. So it might be kind of cool, you know, to be able to like tap into that factor, like by maybe allowing the single line ranking to have some honorable mentions that could do maybe like deep cuts into the backlog. Like, you know, like for instance, if priority number five for cross app is really interesting to the community, it might be good to, you know, kind of call that out and say, well, if this was your top priority, then, you know, we would be, you know, interested in that, to kind of give some feedback between like the community's needs versus, okay, I just know as a product owner, you could get kind of myopic on like, I got to get this thing done, you know, in a certain direction. So it would be cool to get some like, yeah, flesh out that feedback loop.
And myopic is one way to say it, but also it's a different slice on the data, right? Yeah. Like product owners know what technical debt needs to be addressed and what, you know, from a sustainability perspective, what's a enabling feature for something else. And so I think there could be some interesting interplay, and no matter what, surfacing this in an easy to understand format is top priority for me, so that I can kind of, as someone who doesn't have a lot of time to like process it, quickly make those connections. So let's continue talking about that. We have run out of time and we have not gotten through our agenda items. Next week, Dennis is scheduled to come. Dennis Bridges is scheduled to come talk about Mosaic. Turns out both Jeremy and I have family conflicts. I am going to try to reschedule mine, and if not, may need to look at rescheduling Dennis's visit. I will coordinate with you guys over Slack about that. In terms of our next couple of agendas, I'd like to take the things that we didn't get to today and break them over the next couple of agendas. Okay. All right. Thank you everyone for hanging in there through a lot of, you know, housekeeping. The next couple of meetings are going to have a lot of housekeeping as we try to get stuff in order. And thank you to Thomas for taking notes. We will follow up on action items after the call. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Bye.